quite unusual.
Hello, and welcome to the Quite Unusual podcast for Quiverful Part 2.
To quiver, too full.
I fucking hate when my quiver's too full, honestly. It's like, you know, like, it's like a real Three Bears thing. Like, I just want it, like, exactly right.
Just right.
Yeah, I want it just right. Anyways, we are here to fill up your quiver, baby. I'm Noelle.
And I'm Nicole.
And we are your hosts with the fullest quivers you've ever had in your entire life.
The fullest quiver you've ever seen.
Our quiver runneth over. yeah, so we're back for part two. Are we going to call this Two Quiver, Two Full? I feel like we should.
I think we definitely should because we said that we would in the first episode. And
oh, yeah. And that's just how we name things.
Yeah.
That's how everything should be named.
Everything should be named to the equivalent of its Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, like, if we were doing a part three, this would be Quiverful Tokyo Drift.
I feel like we can do better than that. Quiverful Tokyo Drift. Quiver. Quivokio Drift, obviously. That's what it would have to be. That's perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Well, there isn't a part three, so we don't have to worry about it.
But thank God, because I was not prepared if there was.
If there were,
well, we could do it.
There ain't.
So to give a little recap, we're talking about a cult that everyone says is a movement, but it's really a cult.
Okay. I do want to talk about that because I think that in some situations, it's a cult for sure. In other situations, it's a movement.
Ooh, so what do you mean?
How I like to call it both. Because obviously, if you call yourself Quiverful, if you say, yes, I am a part of this Quiverful movement, I identify in this Christian sect of Quiverful.
I identify as a full quiver, correct?
Yeah. Then it's a cult. Mm-hmm. But if it's just, you're just in this strict Christian, brought up in the strict Christian world, and some of these ideals are just like thrown in there, I feel like it's a movement because you're not necessarily abiding by the rules of the cult. You're just taking little bits and pieces of it that you want.
I think you have a very valid point. I also think that I feel like what denotes, like what changes it from being like a movement to a cult is just a sense of indoctrination that like the children are raised with within it. So like I think as a whole, it can be considered a movement, but if anything, I mean, anything can be a movement. If you think about it, like Heaven's Gate was technically a movement. It's just like a positive spin on a negative situation. Like a cult has like a negative, like
I would consider Heaven's Gate a cult though.
It was a cult, but to them, it was probably a movement.
Right.
I mean, they're not going to be like, yeah, I'm in a cult. Like Jim Jones, that was a movement to the people inside of it. But to all of us viewing it from the outside, it was a cult. Yeah. I think it's just about the lens you view it through. But I do agree with what you're saying that it's a spectrum.
Yeah, it's not, because people obviously take the ideas from Quiverful and they incorporate them into their own Christian beliefs. But there is also the Quiverful cult, which is like, don't talk to people who aren't a part. Yeah. That's a big thing with cults, is that like they push you away from like your friends and your
isolation
family.
Isolation is one of their
isolation.
Steps.
So that, in that sense, is a cult.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I also think that Quiverful is on like the extreme end of the spectrum.
Totally.
Which I do talk about a little bit later, how like Christianity, like it, like it's sort of like I don't know, like every like Christian sect, it's all Christianity, but like not every.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Well, yeah. And there's different, there's different people take the Bible and they, you know, some of them.
Yeah. Like interpret it.
Interpret it differently.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. For sure. It's like all Quiverful is Christianity, but not all Christianity is Quiverful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got there. In
we
the
got
end,
there. We got
did
it.
It.
We did it.
We're just a couple of guys saying words in the mics, getting there in the
saying
end.
Saying words across the table.
Here we go. All right. Well, we're going to, I guess, do we have to recap? We just kind of did.
We kind of recapped.
Yeah, it's a movement. It's a movement towards filling a quiver full of children.
It's basically just having a shit ton of kids.
You just fuck a lot, like raw dog for Jesus.
No birth control
there
is allowed.
There it is. I'm going to make a bumper sticker.
Raw dog for Jesus.
Raw dogging for Jesus. Yep. And those will be available on our soon-to-be website.
Oh, yeah. Our website is coming along. It's going to be great.
We're going to have some fucked-up merch on there. You're going to love it.
All right. Since we did kind of a little recap there.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like an extreme Christian movement, cult, whatever
you want. No respect for women. No birth control.
No birth control. You just have as many babies as you possibly can. And
God will provide.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, baby.
Will he? I don't know.
And you just hope for the best. And
yeah.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So, like we mentioned in the first episode, the documentary on Netflix, Our Father, was really what prompted this whole topic.
Yeah, I'm so stoked to talk about this.
You watched it last night, didn't you?
For the first time last night, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you're a little fresh. I watched this when it came out probably like earlier in the year, maybe like 5 months, 4 or 3 months. I don't know. Time doesn't mean anything to me.
Keeps on slipping into the quiver.
So yeah, but I do have like a little recap for those of you who didn't watch it. So we'll go over to the whole story of Our Father.
Yeah.
We'll just get in some more quiverful things.
Yes, this is it's on Netflix, right?
It is on Netflix.
Okay.
You watched it last night.
Okay, here's the thing is that I never ever watch Netflix. ever. I'm an HBO and a Hulu girl, okay? And I'll die on those hills.
Netflix has kind of actually fallen behind.
Yeah, it was like OG, loved it, like so much, but it's kind of not that great anymore, not gonna lie.
Yeah. They do have good documentaries, though. They are pumping those out, I will say.
There's also a podcast I wanted to plug. I'm looking at the name of it while you give this rundown, okay. If that's okay.
Okay, go for it. All right, so I will start. So the story came to light, the story of Our Father, the documentary, it came to light when a woman named Jacoba Ballard took a home DNA test in 2014.
I love the name Jacoba. I just wanted to say that because it's Jacob with an A at the end. And yeah. I love it when people take like names and then like reverse gender them. I think it's very fun. That's all.
So, you know, like those Ancestry DNA 23andMe tests. So she takes one of those in 2014. And all of her life, Jacoba had always had an inkling that she was possibly adopted, though her parents always reassured her that she hadn't been. That she hadn't been.
She hadn't been.
She hadn't been.
She didn't bend it like Beckham, baby.
She believed this because she had blonde hair and blue eyes, and both of her parents had darker features. So to her, it just didn't make sense, like even at a young age. And after years and years of asking, when Jacoba was 10 years old, her mother finally admitted that she wasn't adopted, but that she was conceived through artificial insemination with a sperm donor who resembled her father. Jacoba's mother had gone to one of the top fertility specialists in Indiana named Dr. Donald Klein. And Donald Klein had been doing fertility treatments since the 70s. And if you were having trouble conceiving and you lived in Indiana, chances are that you were referred to him.
Yeah, he was like, they explain it in the doc, that he was like the foremost fertility specialist in like basically like the tri-state area. So like people flocked from all over.
Yeah, I'm sure people from out of state came to see him too. Yes. Like that's how big he was.
Yeah, and I just have the plug really quick. So there's a podcast, it's called Sick.
Sick.
And the first season talks about Dr. Klein and they go into pretty good detail. It's a really good podcast.
Cool.
Like I don't want to say it's better than ours because it's not. But
it can be just as good as ours.
Okay. No, it's a competition. Someone has to win.
Right. We have to fight with everyone. All right. So Dr. Klein was thought of as a miracle worker. He was giving families such a beautiful gift. He was known as kind and a gentle man. And he had given many babies to many families in the area. So he was kind of like a hero, I guess, in a sense. Dr. Klein was using fresh sperm.
Fresh, never frozen.
Fresh. Something that really wasn't common at the time. Typically, frozen sperm would be used, but Dr. Klein told his clients that he was getting his fresh sperm from medical residents from across the street from his practice.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, like when you go to like the farmer's market and they have like fresh green beans that they're like picked this morning, like harvested from the fields, whatever. Like bread that's like been baked like in like the hearth oven overnight. And like you can like
bushels
smell.
Of kale.
Oh my God, like the thickest bush.
The thickest bush of kale.
It was the 70s. Mm. And yeah, he's like, I'm going to get you some farm fresh semen for you.
And he did.
Yeah.
From medical students, nonetheless.
Yeah. He's like, you know when this jizz was jizzed? 45 minutes ago. That's right. It's fresh
just on command.
Like, you know how like fresh squeezed orange juice is always better than like out of the bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh squeezed.
Fresh jizzed sperm. That's what it is. Okay.
His nurse, Jan Shore, who worked with him for 13 years, said she would run across the street to collect the sperm from the residents and that she would actually have to put them in her bra, put the samples in her bra to keep them warm on the way back.
No, she just liked it. She's like, okay, like right here. And she like lifted her shirt up. She's like, this is where you aim.
She collected it.
She collected it in her cleavage. You got to keep it warm, man. It's like a baby duck.
Yeah, it's all scientific.
Also, I can't stop thinking about the Sure Jan meme. Because Jan Shore, I don't know, just sorry. Sure Jan.
Sure Jan. Dr. Klein claimed he would only use the donors for 3 pregnancies. But he didn't always use donors. In some cases, where possible, he claimed that he was using the biological father's sperm. Or so he told them.
Yeah, I have some actual some weird insight about sperm donation.
You've done it before?
I donate sperm. Yeah, I mean, a girl's got to eat. So, like, you know, I have to.
She's in a cup.
Got to make that money somehow. Am I right, ladies? Yeah. So, what the fuck was I going with this? Oh, okay. So they do this thing where when they collect sperm, they filter it. It's I think it's called washing, actually. But they filter it and basically take, like, the strongest, like, biggest sperms.
Oh, that yeah, makes
that's,
sense.
That's why, like, if you, like, were getting artificial insemination, you could choose if you wanted, like, a male or female sperm. Because sperm, if you guys don't know, I feel like everyone knows this, right? That sperm what? Is what denotes the yes. gender of the baby. Yeah. I keep saying the word denotes, and I feel like I'm using it wrong, but I'm just
going to... Oh, I was thinking you were saying sperm a lot.
Oh, I am. I know. Denotes, but... I was going to say sample, but...
You could just say sperm. Call it what it is.
It feels untrue to not say the word jizz a lot. You know what I mean? Like, as my personal brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
You could use the medical term of jizz if you want.
Come. So, is that the medical term?
Yeah. Okay. Jizz.
Jizz. That's the scientific term.
Scientific.
Yes. Yes. So they'll take like, let's say, like, you have, like, a really, like, super low sperm count. They'll take it and, like, concentrate it, basically. Like, take, like, all of the sperms that you have that are, like, the strongest swimmers. And they'll put them right up, like, the English Channel. And
they just turkey baste them in.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Yeah, so they're able to use, if you have, like, a low sperm count, they're able to use your sperm. It just might take more times to do.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on the big... Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also in cases where there was no issue with the man's sperm. I mean, it was viable. Like, yeah. They would use... So he said they would use the father's sperm.
Foreshadowing.
Dr. Klein also told his patients to never tell their children that they used artificial insemination or that they had fertility issues at all.
Make sure you always lie to your children.
Yeah. And like most people, his patients trusted their doctor and most of them kept it a secret for the most part.
I don't understand what it fucking matters.
Honestly, that seems like that's not your doctor's business, but no. Who am I?
No, but it's like an old time. I feel like it was like an old timey doctor who's like, listen, he abroad. You don't want to tell them anything. Yeah.
I mean, it was the 70s. So.
Yeah, that was the 70s accent. It was transatlantic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this continued for years. Dr. Klein was the man to go to for fertility treatments until 2014 when Jacoba took her DNA test. And with the knowledge that her father wasn't actually her biological father, she primarily just took this test because she was interested in her family tree and just curious to see if she had any siblings out there that she could possibly contact.
She probably has like one or two, at least.
Oh, she should have two, at least, if he used it three times.
You know, there's laws that state how often, like how many times you can donate sperm and like how many times that sperm can be used.
Now there are.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I wonder if there were then.
No.
No?
Otherwise, he would have gotten convicted for it. Yeah.
All right.
Before taking the test, Jacoba actually went to Dr. Klein and asked about her mother's records because she wanted to see if he could give her the names of other women who he had used the same sperm with. But according to him, he only used sperm three times, meaning that it was possible Jacoba had only two other half-siblings out there somewhere because she would have been the third.
Right.
She was an only child, and she loved the idea of having siblings, but Dr. Klein told her that her mother's records had been destroyed and that he couldn't help her in her search. So Jacoba took matters into her own hands, and she ordered a DNA test with the hope of finding any siblings. And boy, did she find siblings.
Yeah, so he kind of fell back on this law that I don't think I saw you talk about the 7 years.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, it had been 7 years at that point.
Yeah. You don't talk about that, though, right?
No, he just destroyed because they don't have to keep him for 7 years.
Yeah, like back when everything was like paper and stuff. Like now, yeah. I think they keep things like kind of perpetually.
But I still don't think they have to necessarily. I think no, it's just 7 years and then. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like long enough, though. I feel like medical records should be like forever.
They should.
Like as long as a person is alive. Like, you should have to keep them.
Well, I would, yeah.
Right?
I would hope that it would go, because they keep your medical records if you transfer from doctor to doctor.
Right.
So I would hope that they would have just given it to her, like, GP or something. That's... and just kept him on file. I don't know. When Jacoba started researching her family tree, people started popping up. And initially, the site linked her to 7 people who were her half-siblings. And right then and there, Jacoba knew something was off because Dr. Klein had said he only used a sperm donor 3 times. So then why was she linked to 7 people as being her half-siblings?
It's pretty obvious. There was a set of triplets and a set of quadruplets.
Definitely yes.
That makes the most
Definitely
sense.
Definitely yes. Mm-hmm. Jacoba and her half-siblings got together and discovered they all had one thing in common. Their parents had all been artificially inseminated by Dr. Klein. And they discovered that Klein hadn't been using sperm from medical residents or even their biological fathers. Instead, Klein had been inseminating women using his own sperm.
Right. Like when you said that their parents had been artificially inseminated by Dr. Klein, it was by Dr.
It was like literally.
Like literal.
By,
yeah. He did the thing.
He did it. Mm-hmm. And this news was devastating, especially for the families who were not using a donor and thought that their father was their father.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. One woman stated that when she heard the news, she felt like she had been raped 15 times.
Yeah.
And at first, they went to the police, but their complaint was ignored. The siblings didn't know where to turn to or what to do, so they filed a complaint with the Indiana Attorney General's office, in which they received a letter stating that the complaint had been received and would be looked into.
Yeah, so in the doc, they were like, we didn't, like, know what to fucking do. And we just, like, Googled, like, where do I turn a doctor in for doing bad things?
And you would think the police.
Yeah.
But the police were like, sorry, we can't.
I mean, ACAB, but otherwise.
Yeah. They just, like, didn't help him at all.
They were busy.
They decided that there were no specific criminal charges that they could indict Klein on. And the state of Indiana apparently has 0 laws stating that a doctor couldn't inseminate his own sperm into his patients.
It's so crazy. But I mean, every law exists because a person did it one time and everyone's like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Like, you can't fish with a spoon in the Des Plaines River. Did you know that?
I'm going to do it.
No, because one person did it one time, and for some reason, they made a law about this person doing that. So now
they're like, They're no, like, spoons alone.
A doctor wouldn't artificially inseminate
and
700 people.
Well, when I was watching this too, it was just insane to me to think, what about medical malpractice? Like, that's not a thing.
Right.
He lied to their faces. He said he was inseminating these women with their husband's sperm, creating their child for their family. And he didn't.
Right. Like, I understand the loophole of like, oh, I'm using medical residents because like technically, like, they don't have the name of this person. They don't know who this person is. He's not wrong.
Right.
He's like messing with the truth, but he's not lying.
Yeah.
But to say like, oh yeah, I'm using your husband's sperm.
I don't understand how those people specifically didn't have a case.
I don't know.
The state of Indiana, man. It's wild. Wild Midwest.
Yeah. It's the fucking wild, wild west over there.
It actually wasn't until Jacoba contacted several news outlets with her story that the case was even given any attention at all. And every single one decided that the story wasn't newsworthy, except for one, Angela Gnotti of Fox 59. Am I saying that right? Is it Gnotti or Gnote?
I think it's Gnotti.
Gnotti? Okay.
I don't know. I watched it like 12 hours ago and I don't remember.
We're going to say Gnotti. All right. So the siblings told Angela that they had reached out to Dr. Klein for answers, but he still told them that he had used a medical student donor and only used them for a total of 3 times. So he's sticking to his story at this point, even though they have DNA proof. And
it's a bold move.
It is fucking ballsy.
Yeah.
And he refused to provide any medical records or any other information they requested to back up his story.
All the files burned in the sperm fire.
Fire of 93.
Yes. It was a sad, sad day. Many a sperm were lost. Many a file was burned.
In 2009, Dr. Klein retired and was still denying all accusations. He even went as far as to write a letter proclaiming his innocence. And in it, he wrote, "I can empathetically say that at no time did I ever use my own sample for insemination. If this woman is saying this or writing this, I believe she is guilty of slander and or libel."
That's a bold claim right there.
Bold claim when you know it's a bold face lie.
He did end it with LOL, LMAO, upside down smiley face. So like, I don't know what that means, but
it was weird.
It was like, why did you do that? What are you doing, Don?
Yeah. Oh, and he also refused to take a DNA test.
Of course.
So
yeah, of course he did.
But I mean, at this point, the evidence was undeniable. And in a meeting in 2016, Klein admitted to using his own sperm to inseminate patients. But he claimed it was on no more than 8 occasions.
Oh, okay.
Because at this time, only 8 siblings had been discovered.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So before he was like, it was 3. And then he's like, they find one more. He's like, it was 4. And then they find 2 more. He's like, it was 6.
Actually.
You know what? Actually, it was how many times did I do it? How many siblings are there? There's 10. Okay, I only did it 10 times. It was 10.
How many times did I do? Jacoba and her siblings were not giving up, though, and they wanted answers. So they contacted Dr. Klein's son on Facebook, and he had set up a meeting with them and Dr. Klein to try to like explain some things. And in this meeting, Dr. Klein admitted to using his sperm around 50 times, is what he said.
It's a lot of jacking off, dude. It's a lot of jizz. That's a metric ton of jizz.
It's probably like a milk gallon full of jizz.
A solid bucket full of, like, that's a bucket of jizz right there. A
gallon of jizz. Yeah.
Easily.
And
he actually used to store it in, like, those glass Oberweis milk containers.
But he had to write jizz on one because one time he confused it and he had
ruined his cereal.
Terrible.
He was like, Captain so Crunch. More like Captain Cum, am I right? Gross.
So salty. So all the while he's admitting to using a sperm, like, okay, I guess it's like 50 times. He's also like spewing a bunch of Bible verses at them and trying to like reason why he did it. Like, he did it for God. He did it for, you know, these women wanted babies and I was the only sperm they could have.
Yeah, I actually have the Bible passage. Can I read it?
Sure.
Okay. It's, let me see. Klein 2:14.
No, it's...
And the Lord saith unto us, giveth thy sperm out of thy Oberweiss bottle into thine woman that thou knowest from thy neighborhood. And it was good.
Jizz.
And it was good jizz.
Yeah, so he basically, he was just claiming, I mean, he was taking no responsibility for it. He was saying, he was claiming he was helping women, and that's why he did it. They wanted babies, he was giving them babies. It didn't matter that he was lying to them. He gave them babies.
Super matters.
Yeah, it totally matters, dude.
It matters so much. I'm not, so much. Like, a lot.
And in the end, Klein was only convicted of 2 felonies. Yeah. Basically, the only thing they could get him on was lying, because Indiana. That's the only reason, because it's Indiana.
I mean, Mike Pence's state, so it tracks.
So they got him on lying, and he was convicted of hindering an investigation and also convicted of lying when he said he didn't use his own sperm.
It's so ridiculous.
No medical malpractice. No.
It's so weak.
Abuse, sexual abuse. We're not going to call that abuse.
Yeah, it feels.
Inserting your own sperm into a woman without her consent.
Yes. So they say the word rape in the documentary. And I will say, yeah, I do not agree that it's rape, because rape has like a physical violent like connotation to it.
Right. It's kind definitely of half assault
of some, yes, some type.
Yeah, of course.
Because like he did it under false pretenses.
Yeah.
And it's against their will. And he fucking forced them to have his child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes me fucking sick.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's like the power trip I bet this fucking guy was going on, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It really fucks me up. Like, there's just some people out there that are like, I need to like spread my like semen, all like fucking sperm, have as many fucking babies as I possibly can. Who's that one rapper that's doing that right now?
Fuck.
He has like 17 kids.
Nick Cannon.
New Dr.
His
Klein.
Quiver is full, let me tell you.
And like, he needs to like stop, because it is getting too full.
Yeah. Fucking Elon Musk too.
Oh yeah, dude, he loves it. He fucking loves it. It's just like this weird power trip that some people go on.
Yeah.
They're like, I need to have as many like offspring as physically possible.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. It is to
insane.
Me.
It is very insane.
But that's this whole thing. That's what this entire episode's about. So
yeah. Yeah, basically. So Dr. Klein, in the end, faced a maximum of 6 years in prison.
For 2 felonies. Love
for
that.
For 2 felonies. Mm-hmm. That should, honestly, one of those should be rape related, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
at least like
nothing.
Sexual assault of some sort.
But nothing.
I don't know.
So, and this was in 2017. And he pleaded guilty on both counts and was given a suspended 360-day jail sentence, which means he spent no time in prison at all.
Well, why would he?
No.
That's insane.
Yeah. He's a white man.
Why would he go to prison?
He was helping women.
They're welcome, actually. They should go to jail for talking bad about him.
How dare you? In the end, Dr. Klein was fined $500 and was stripped of his medical license, which was irrelevant because he had already been retired for 8 years at that point.
Yeah, and do you know how he paid his fine? This is so infuriating.
How?
He bought a lottery ticket that you can win up to $500 on, and he gave it to the court and was like, you could potentially win $500. So technically, this is a $500 fine payment.
And they accepted that?
No, I made that up.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck? That's not legal.
But honestly, it doesn't seem that fucking far-fetched compared to like what all this is.
Oh, yeah. Right. And they're probably like, oh, okay, for sure, Dr. Klein. Anything you
say.
He's
like, this coupon will give you $200 off a mattress. Okay, that's $200. I only give you $300 now.
He's from Indiana. Why is that his accent?
It's the bad guy voice. I don't know.
It's the bad guy voice.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm Dr. Klein.
Hey, I'm Dr. Klein. I'm going to put sperm in you. You're not going to like it.
You want the sperm?
You come to me on the day of my artificial insemination? You're going to fine me $500?
That's how Indiana fertility doctors talk. Dr. Klein showed absolutely no remorse for his actions and has never fully come out and explained why he did what he did, which has led Jacoba and her siblings to speculate.
I bet he doesn't even know why he did it.
Honestly,
he probably fucking did it.
What else? He's bored. I'm bored.
Let me just jack off into this bucket and put in some ladies.
Right. When Jacoba reached out to the Attorney General's office, she received an email back. And in that email, a person was CC'd who had an email address linking them to Quiverful, which got her researching. Do you remember what the actual address was? Was it like quiverful.com or something?
So she doesn't remember what the actual like website was. And I do remember that from my 12 hours ago watching this. She said it was, she's like, I didn't know what it was. It was like quiverful.com or something. And she's like, so I went on there and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. So whatever it was like at quiverful.com.
Yeah. But like, it was spelled like the, instead of an E, it was like a number three. Instead of like an I, it was like a number one.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I was going to believe you.
It was like cool, like internet AIM speak.
Dr. Klein was a very religious man. And like I said, he would quote Bible verses like no one's business. And he was actually an elder in his church. And I even read that he baptized people in his own pool.
It's fucking disgusting.
Which is really gross.
In the documentary, there's one of the nurses that he worked with. And she said that she felt so uncomfortable going into his office because it had like weird, like little like needlepoint signs that were like, thy Lord doeth thy best. I don't fucking know Jesus stuff.
Jesus crucified on the cross, like right in your face.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Can I ask you a question? You're like the resident religious expert here.
I'm not, but
compared
sure.
to me, what is with that, man? They're like, oh, I'm getting married.
Because he
like,
died for our sins.
No. Oh, okay. Your sins. I didn't do shit.
I went to CCD class, okay? He died for my sins.
Your sins.
Not yours. You didn't go.
No.
So he didn't die for you.
He died for my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. for my four sins. Oh. But, like, they're, like, the bloodiest, most gruesome fucking...
Oh, yeah, in churches,
like,
yeah.
It's insane. It's, like...
Because, it, like, it's suffering.
It's disgusting. It's, like, it's no like, one wants... It's, like, torture porn. Like, let's be fucking honest, dude.
That's, like, the whole thing,
They're, like, how do we make this... First off, he looks so skinny. It's, like, eat something, J-Dog. Come on. Like, eat a nice pastrami sandwich.
He did a lot of fasting, okay?
I see that. Yeah.
Loved wine, though.
Intermittent fasting.
Turned water into wine.
Was he an alcoholic?
Honestly, maybe.
You heard it here first. Jesus was an alcoholic.
He loved wine.
He was an alcoholic. It's an antioxidant.
That Last Supper, I mean, they're all partying.
Oh,
he was
true.
A party guy.
Yeah.
We know he's a party guy for sure.
He was boofing wine the whole time.
It turned everyone's water into wine.
Anyways, the point of this is that he had like these weird signs in his office that were like, the Lord loved you before your mother even knew you. And like all this like weird fucking super religious stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I'm Jewish. I don't like this shit. Like, you're making me uncomfortable. Can you like remove like the religious stuff? And he was like, sinner. And he like hissed at her and like did like a
devil woman.
He was throwing his cashier, his crucifixes at her out of his cash register.
Sprinkling holy water in her face.
Yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I heard that his whole office was like that.
Yeah.
Like, not
they
even just his
picture.
Personal, like, his entire, like, waiting room and shit. Like, it wasn't like, just, like, his office specifically.
Super Jesus-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had one of those things that, like, you know, you go into a church and has, like, the holy water and you can, like, put it, like, on yourself or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was just his own jizz.
Ugh.
Because he thought it was, like...
Christening anyone who walked in.
Yeah.
Gross. Well...
Sorry.
I don't know how to transition from this.
Well,
but
the traditional Midwestern way.
I'm just going to transition right now to sentence.
Okay.
So Dr. Klein has never actually come out as being a part of the Quiverful movement specifically, but obviously it seems as if he follows their guidelines. Kind of like we were saying, like cult versus movement.
Yeah.
I guess his... like representation of it, I would consider a movement because he's not a part of the cult and he's not following it because he fathered all these children, but he's not raising them. So what the hell is that? You know?
Well, first off, that's hypocritical.
Yeah.
So. And women raise children. Don't be stupid, Nicole. Not
them.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Stupid woman.
But he's not instilling the wrath of God into them.
Well,
which is the whole point of Quiverful.
Through one needle point at a time.
One simple little needle point at a time.
Like one hang in there poster, but it's like religious.
It's like Jesus died for you poster.
And it's like that cat hanging and it's like, do you want Jesus to kill this cat? Then stop sinning.
Because he's good.
I'm also going to add that to our merch store.
Do you want Jesus to kill this cat? Then stop sinning.
That's going to just be a picture of Jane looking sad.
Yeah, I mean, the spreading of the seed, the lack of respect for women, the overtly religious attitude, mm-hmm. like, it's all there.
Yeah.
But the only thing missing is that he didn't specifically father, like, actually, like, you know, raise any of these children, which leads Jacoba to believe his motives maybe were racially charged.
Oh, yeah. She straight up says in the thing, she's like, I don't want to be this guy right now, but we're all like blonde and blue eyed. And like, that's a little Aryan.
Well, yeah, for the most part, all of her siblings are blonde and blue eyed. And as we know from our first episode, another factor of the Quiverful movement is being afraid white people will no longer be the dominant race. So, like, it's all about building an army of white people and Christians. And it's
fucking crazy.
So, dude. I mean, maybe he had half of it. Maybe his reasoning was, like, we need more blonde hair, blue-eyed
babies,
and didn't really care about the religious part of it.
You know who was super into artificial insemination?
Who?
The Nazis.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they used
Was that around back then?
Yeah, it was, like, in, like, the 40s they used to do it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Holy shit. They were like super into or like you had, you know, in Jojo Rabbit where Rebel Wilson's like, I had 17 children, false party or whatever the fuck, and she's like 100,000 children.
Yeah,
that was like a thing. Like single women would
building
like
an army
get pregnant for the Führer. So like,
Nazi vibes. Oh, yeah, definite Nazi vibes. Yeah. Maybe he's just a Nazi.
Honestly, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, but another thing I remember her saying in the documentary is that maybe the attorney general, like, they didn't investigate it and they weren't lenient, or they were lenient about it, was because if that's your email address is Quiverful, you're clearly a part of the cult.
Yeah.
So why does it matter if this super religious man is creating more and more and more babies? Like, to them, it's like, we want this. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what our whole, our vibe is about.
Are
you
telling me right now that someone in the government was corruptible?
Oh, no, I would never.
Much to consider.
I would never say that.
Much to consider.
But yeah, so he's never come out and said that he's a part of it. There are just a lot of undertones that kind of scream it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Klein isn't talking. So, I mean, no one will exactly know why he did it at all. So.
Yeah. Also, he like has like dementia now or something.
Yeah, because he's in his 80s. So.
Yeah. So he's like, I don't know what I did. It's like, you did it one point.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Klein is now in his 80s and he's just living his best fucking life. He's still active in his church.
Love that.
Still active in his community. I was reading an article that says he's just like living. You see him around. No one cares. No one says anything. He just has no guilt, no shame for anything that he's done to these families.
Well, if anyone in Indiana sees him, it's like Indianapolis area, right?
Yeah, around Indianapolis.
And you see like a fucking stupid ass old man that you know just fathered like a bajillion children.
If he looks like he fathered
a bajillion. If you see an old man that looks like he fathered a brood of Aryans, I need you to take a note from Big Daddy and throw a stick at his legs and make him trip.
Smack him in the mouth.
Do it.
Do it.
Smack him right in the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
It's weird.
So in total, 94 siblings were identified as being a part of this brood that he created. So
he created 94 children.
He inseminated 94 women with his own sperm.
Or is it 92 plus his own two children?
No, it's 94 and counting.
Jesus fucking
Christ. And it's still counting. This is just the amount that they have found. They don't eat, like, they've been reaching out to people who have.
I'm having like a visceral gone to response him. To this.
He probably did it to everyone.
Oh, absolutely.
Think of how many women he inseminated.
He probably, like, the first
probably
one was,
everyone.
Like, real, and then he was like, huh, I wonder what would happen.
Yeah, and the patients those who were patients of Dr. Klein now have to warn their children because a lot of them live in or near the Indianapolis area, and every time one of them dates someone new, they have to ask, is your biological father your real biological father? Because you could be walking down the street. You could go on a Hinge date with someone and they could be your fucking brother. Your half-brother.
I bet that's happened. probably many well,
in
times.
The documentary they were saying that it like at the end of it they kind of go into that and they're just saying like anytime I walk down the street and I see someone with blonde hair and blue eyes I'm always like could you be my half sibling because you could be.
Oh my god, let's make an app. There's an app in Iceland that you like touch your phones together and it like tells you like if you're related to the person that like before you date them.
How?
It's like a thing. I don't fucking know how apps work. Do you think I understand? Iceland is
so, like such an isolated country.
Yeah, that's why. I thought you meant how apps work. I'm like, I don't fucking know. It just is on your phone and technology does it. But yeah.
But also that, like how does technology know your
DNA?
You
like enter in like information and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
So it's, I'm not from fucking Iceland.
I would only take one DNA test. I wouldn't be like, oh, my iPhone knows if we are blood related.
I'm pretty sure you like put in like your family lineage and shit and then it's like, oh, are you related?
Okay.
Yeah, because Iceland, like the dating pool's so small.
Oh God, it would be so difficult to date in Iceland. Can you even imagine?
I mean, they're all gorgeous otherwise. And that's why you should never date anyone from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
That's the moral of this podcast.
Never date anyone. Yeah. Even if you're not from there, just don't.
Don't.
Just don't do it.
It's bad news bears. Don't do it. We're going to bounce back into actual like quiverful content here. And look, we're not trying to yuck anyone's yum here. But we can agree that quiverful people, they're like absolute like extremists. Yes. Right? Like real quiverful identifiers.
Yeah.
Just like bonkers. Oh, no. The bonkometer's broken.
What?
It's gone.
Why did you take it off?
We replaced it. Why? That's what was here.
That's what you took
that's
off.
That's what was here. Damn. I got rid of the bonkometer.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. Should we make a new one? What should the bonkometer? I liked it too. Should it sound the same? Should I just do one right now?
Bonkometer.
Is that good? Bum, 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 bum. Is that good?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll workshop
that one. Yeah. All right, all right. Well, the bonkometer's broken.
That's no!
Oh, no, it's in the shop. Obviously, along with anything this extreme comes some criticism. Nicole is looking at... I'm so excited.
I just wanted to see...
I just want you to fuck with it, man. Just, like, hit what feels right now. Like, channel, like,
well,
your inner...
Well, because it says what each thing is, but I can't see it.
We'll put post-it notes on it. Oh, this is fun. Anyone that's listening, if you have a specific noise or sound that you think we should add to our little sound machine,
shit.
Let us know and we'll add it. DM us at quiteunusualpod or email us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com.
What is... Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's for when I make a really funny joke.
Does that say rim shot on it?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it's like a rim job, but like you're just like...
I was
going
to say, that sounds kind of dirty, but...
It's a rim job.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
I liked it.
Okay. Leave it in.
All right. So, where was I? Criticisms. Something that we didn't really touch base on in the first episode... That I think is like should be criticized, in my honest opinion.
Well, we kind of touched on it a little bit,
We did, yeah. We went over like what they believe in and stuff. But I just want to talk about their weird courtship rituals. If you have a moment, do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior strange courtship rituals?
I guess we do.
You don't have a choice.
They could turn this off, but I don't have a choice.
Please don't, sir. Please. So, like a lot of religions, this one frowns upon having sexual intercourse before marriage. Mm. Yeah.
Frowns upon. It's, like, definitely not allowed.
No. Oh, my God. Like, they go, like, super far. Yeah. Like, you're not even, like, allowed to hug the person that you're dating. Side hug, where you just, like, are near them and, like, you have to both face forward.
It can't be
if your titties touch his chest or vice versa.
Or if his dick touches your leg. Big no-no. Or stomach.
The Lord says... Thou penis shalt not touch thine woman's stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fact right there.
That's a quote from the Bible.
It is. I read it once, so I remember virtually everything from it. So you're not allowed to hug, only side hugs. You are super not allowed to hold hands. Don't even touch hands, dude.
Mm.
You can't kiss, not even a little bit.
No.
Like, don't even blow a kiss at someone.
Don't even like open your mouth in a man's direction.
That's sinful. It's sinful to open your mouth near a man.
Near a man.
Yeah. And honestly, like don't even, like you can't even make eye contact with someone for more than 3 seconds because it could give you and will give you impure thoughts and then you'll get pregnant and then you'll die.
Mm.
Yeah. I made the eye contact thing up, but like that sounds real, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. If you're not allowed to wink at someone, it would make sense that hard eye contact for more than 3 seconds would also be too sexy.
That's a form of whoredom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty skank.
You looked
at me for 5 seconds.
Well, spit in my mouth and call me a dirty slut. That's our new catchphrase, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm putting that on.
It's not celebrate the strange and keep it unusual. It's
spit in my mouth and call me a dirty slut. So we're going to say that at the end of this episode. People are like, what's happening?
They're like, please.
Please stop.
What's going
on? Just talk about this topic.
They were gone for so long and now they're just coming back like this.
So aggressive. What's going on? I want to learn something today. All dates that you go on, dates is in air quotes here, all dates that you, oh, we should do like a...
You said that in the last one, we needed an air quotes quote sound, but I don't even know how to go finding that.
Oh, yeah, it's like, ee-ew. I don't know why that sounds right.
That's what we said in the first episode. Was That's it? Why, yeah.
Okay, we'll record one after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all dates have to be chaperoned by a parent or a sibling. They are encouraged to get married after just a few months of knowing each other.
Insane.
Yeah. So basically, like, you're marrying a person that you do not know, but your family has picked them out for you, and divorce isn't an option. So good luck.
Yeah. Hope he's not, like, a fucking weirdo. And
he 100% is a weirdo.
Jizzes into...
I'm not going to say into what, Nicole?
I'm not going to say
various containers around your home for you to find later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Clothing, towels, you know. We're not gonna say it. I'm gonna say it.
We're just gonna censor it. There you go.
Wait, that's not the one I wanted to do.
Which one did you want?
That's the censor one. I guess they both work. I gotta memorize these fucking colors.
Oh, I'm gonna print out little emojis and put them on there.
That would be really
cute. Makes so much sense, actually. That's
really
it?
Fucking cute.
All right, yeah. We gotta get our emoji game on.
Yeah.
There's one episode of 19 Kids and Counting, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. I love to watch it like you watch a train wreck, where one of the girls, her name is Jessa. She's one of my favorites. Okay.
She's the prettiest one for sure.
Oh my God, like fully. She is being courted by a man named Ben, okay? And her parents actually, he lives in like a different, I don't think
does
he
lives she in end up state. Marrying him?
Oh yeah, they have three children. One of them's name is Spurgeon.
Spermgen?
Sperm Jim. Yeah, sperm hyphen Jim. That's his name, Sperm Jim. It's like Asian Jim from The Office, but this one's just a sperm Jim. So her name is Jessa, and she's being courted by this dude named Ben, and he lives, I don't know if it's in like another like city or like another state, I don't fully remember, but her parents move him into their guest house.
What?
So they can see each other more often, and then they like put him to work on like their family business.
That's weird.
Isn't that insane? So they get married after like literally, I think it's like 2 months, maybe 3 months of knowing each other.
Do you think that she was like sneaking off to that guest house?
Not a chance, dude.
No?
No.
Isn't she one of the cool ones?
She's one of the victims of her.
Oh, fuck.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. In like a minute, we'll talk about it. Yeah. But yeah, like there's no fucking way, dude. Although I will say, as far as like all their husbands go and stuff, like he is definitely one of the hottest ones.
Well, she's the hottest one out of the Duggars, though.
Yeah, she is. She's definitely one of my favorite Duggars. Yeah. I wish someone would like talk to us about Duggars because I want to fucking spiral about the Duggars.
Fuck the Duggars, man. No one wants to talk about
them. I love to hate them. Okay. So they just, it's like so fucking weird, right? They just like move this guy and they're like, you're going to marry our daughter. And then like he does. And then they have like 100 children for his jizzing for Jesus. But more than any of this like low key, like insane, like courting ritual stuff, there's like actual like real huge problems in the Quiverful movement / cult in the form of sexual abuse.
Yeah, we talked about that in part one too.
Yeah, there's like a lot. Like, We don't even know like the whole scope of all of the sexual abuse because it's kept under wraps so tightly because obviously like it's a religious organization.
Yeah.
So like they don't tell people stuff.
And it's like we know how fucked up it is just from what we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you it's so much worse.
It's probably like off the charts, dude.
Triple, quadruple worse than what we even know. So
yeah. So starting with the founder, Bill Gotthard. That we spoke about Bill got hard for Jesus. Okay, two bumper stickers: getting hard for Jesus and jizzing for Jesus.
What was jizzing the other
for
one?
The Lord,
raw dog and
raw
for
dog
Jesus.
And for God
for Jesus wasn't
was it?
Raw dog for Jesus?
Maybe I don't remember.
Was it God will kill this cat if you're.
That's
if you're
a poster. Sinner,
Jesus will kill your cat.
Jesus will kill this cat, and it's just a picture of Jesus.
if you continue to be a sinner.
Oh. So Bill Gotthard, who we talked about last episode, in 2014, Bill was sued by 18 former staffers, interns, and volunteers who accused him of, quote, sexually, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and or psychologically abusing them.
Wow. 18? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 18 of them. Many of the plaintiffs were underage at the time of the abuse. And they claim that this had taken place with the knowledge of many people in the organization over the course of several decades.
Oh, wait. You mean people lie for men who abuse women? No. That's weird.
I don't think that happens.
I didn't know that. Powerful men? That no. People will lie for them? If they're sexually abusing women?
Men don't lie is a thing I've recently learned. So anything that's all blasphemy, actually.
Right.
And then in 2016, he was sued again by another group of victims for sexual harassment and sexual assault. This lawsuit was dismissed in 2018 based on statute of limitations.
That should not exist for sex crimes.
Sex crimes. Absolutely not. The plaintiffs are quoted in a press release as saying, quote, "We are not recanting our experiences or dismissing the incalculable damage that we believe that Gotthard has done." Gothard has done.
Okay.
So they're like, he fucking did it. We can't do anything about it, but you guys need to know he's a super bad dude.
But he's not going to get in trouble or nothing.
Never, ever.
Okay.
The church is also doing, quote unquote, internal investigations.
Okay. Blow me.
For Jesus.
Blow me for Jesus.
Which literally it goes nowhere. Like, internal investigations should be fucking illegal. I don't know why that's a hot take. I don't know why that's allowed, but they're like,
it's religious. Like, it's a religious thing.
A lot of organizations do internal investigations. They're like, we didn't do anything wrong. And how do I know? Because I'm a cop. Of course, we also have the family that sensationalized this. I want to say cult. Can I just say?
Well, so specifically for them, you can't, because they have never actually come out and said that they were a part of the Quiverful cult. They're just technically, if we're going by the movement cult, like they have never.
The Duggars?
Yeah, they've never said they're Quiverful.
That's insane.
Yeah. Everything about them screams Quiverful, but they have never fully come out and said that they support it or are even a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these motherfuckers. The Duggars.
The Dukes.
Duking it up. So this is the family. These are the people that sort of brought this whole like movement into like the cultural zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. The Duggars of TLC's 19 Kids and Counting fame, which I have waxed poetic about. But if anyone has seen this show, I am fucking obsessed with it in like the worst possible way. It's like, I never liked reality TV until I met you.
That's true. You weren't a big reality guy besides this.
Except this fucking show. It's insane. It makes me fucking sick.
And even if you haven't seen the show, I'm sure everyone listening has heard about the Duggars.
Everyone knows.
And they're 19 kids. And counting.
The show, if you're not familiar, it's just this reality show. It has a family. It's called the Duggar family. They live in Arkansas. They strongly adhere to, well, I mean, they did adhere to the Quiverful lifestyle.
They don't anymore?
Some of them have really branched out, which I'll. Oh. So, like, the mains, like, the mom and dad do still.
Yeah.
But, like, some of the children, like our girl Jessa.
Yeah.
She wears shorts now.
Oh, yeah. I saw that some of them wear pants.
Yeah. Isn't that nice. Crazy?
I love that for them.
I know. I fucking love it for them. I love it for them. One of them is on birth control.
That's for me.
Ginger. Ginger's my fucking favorite. I fucking love Ginger.
Okay. Ginger with a J.
Ginger with a J. That's right. So they did the Lord's work. They had 19 kids. She was pregnant, I think, like 27 times or something. She lost a lot of babies.
So they still only have 19.
They only have 19.
So they're not counting anymore then, right?
I think.
Can she even have kids anymore?
She cannot. So it originally appeared in a documentary called 17 Kids and Counting.
Oh.
That was in 2001. And then it was 18 Kids and Counting was the name of the show. And then they had another one that was 19 Kids and Counting. Because I think like that was like progressively, this bitch just keeps getting pregnant.
Right. You know?
So like, let's keep going here.
We're not going to put a cap on it.
No, why would you?
We can't.
No.
She's just going to pop out another three more.
Who knows? So this starred, I guess it starred, a man named Jim Bob Duggar.
Drax.
Mm-hmm. And his wife, Michelle. And can I please just name their children?
Yes.
Like, I just want to like go through the list.
Yes.
Okay. It's unhinged. I'm so excited.
They're all J's, right?
They're all J's. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is like what the Kardashians wish they could fucking be. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I could spiral on these people for fucking hours, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to, if anyone wants to talk to her, you hit up your girl. Okay. All right. These are their children. They are as follows. Josh, Jana, John David, Jill, Jessa, Ginger with a J.
Yes.
Joseph, Josiah, Joyanna, Jedediah, Jeremiah, Jason, James, Justin, Jackson, Johanna, Jennifer, Jordan, Grace, and Josie, the youngest one.
Oh, so that's all in, that's in line of age too.
Uh-huh. That's from oldest to youngest.
Why do some of them have two first names? Like their favorite ones?
The father's name is Jim Bob.
The man's so nice they named him twice.
I fucking guess so. James Robert.
John David.
Yeah, they call
Jordan
him John
Grace.
David. I don't know why they do.
Joyanna.
Joyanna.
It's like their favorite ones get two first names.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a trip, man. And a lot of them are twins, which is sort of insane.
Whoa.
Also.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like three sets of twins,
wow.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are the original 19 children. And then there are also additionally 22 grandchildren as of right now, if you were wondering. Yeah, wow. So this is a family that's fucking rolling, what is that, 31 people deep. 34 people.
And they're just, it's just two generations, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of them aren't even, like, breeding age yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this family was, they were kind of poor until they got this TLC show, and then they started, like, raking it in. So Jim Bob had, he had a dealership. He owned a used car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
He also was in politics, which we'll talk about later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they were, like, kind of struggling because, like, they had fucking 19 children.
Yeah, anyone with 17 kids, I don't care what you do, you're going to have to pinch some pennies.
No, I can't afford my cat children. Like, let's be completely honest right now, okay? So they got this TLC show, and then they, like, moved into this massive house, and, like, they got all these crazy donations and, like, all this. They have, like, an industrial kitchen and shit.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh, it's fucking bonkers, dude.
It looks like it was, like a summer camp kitchen where it was just, like, the giant, like, refrigerator.
And, yeah. It's crazy. And, like, yeah, they just, like, pinch pennies, and, like, they're doing fucking fine now.
Oh, for sure.
In May of 2015, a police report from 2006 was released stating that Josh, who's the oldest, had sexually molested five girls, including four of his sisters, and he was 14 at the time. This case wasn't investigated due to statute of limitations.
That is so, so messed up.
Right?
Should not exist for sex crimes.
And then there was a huge public outcry to have the show removed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Of course, because TLC is fucking insane.
Yeah. And the family responded on their website stating that Josh had, quote, acted inexcusably and has gone through church counseling that has changed his life for the better.
Sure, sure.
But did it?
No.
No, it definitely did not. It didn't. He was named in that big Ashley Madison leak. Do you remember
that?
Oh,
shit. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his name was on. There was like a bunch of like super Christian like politicians and shit.
Oh, of course.
And
of
Josh course. Duggar was in there. But his wife was like, I am sticking by my man because he would not do that.
Come on. Come on, girl. Come on.
She's like.
I know. She's like.
It's
obsessed.
Bonkers.
She's not. There's no way in hell
they
she's
like
leaving
him. Just had another baby.
Yeah. And it's, she's going to continue to. She's brainwashed.
It's so sad. She is indoctrinated.
Yeah.
Hondo. So everyone was like, okay, why? And then they had two more babies, actually, after this came out. So they have a total of seven children right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then in 2001, Josh was arrested for the possession of, you'll never guess, child pornography.
How many times does a person need to get, like, in trouble for, like, sex-related crimes before they're finally like, if we leave this guy out on the streets, he's definitely going to rape someone.
I feel like the limit does not exist.
Yeah, right? Like, come on.
Yeah. Especially if it's, like, a white man who's, like, has, like, political power.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, do we even know? Does he have daughters? Because he could be molesting
daughters.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to tell anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you it's going to come out that he did. I guarantee it.
I bet it fucking will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was really fucked up. I read this one thing that, this isn't in my notes, so I'm just going off dome right now. So the parents knew about this.
They didn't say anything.
They knew about it. They gave the girls a lock. So all the boys lived in one bedroom. It was like a huge, it was like a 1,200 square foot room. And like all their beds were in there. And then all the girls lived in their own room. And they gave them like four locks for their door. Because he would go in at night and like molest his girls.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So as far as I know, I feel like we're going to get, someone's going to say something about this. But as far as I know, the only ones that came forward saying like this happened to me.
Yes. Yeah. How did they find out? Like, who was the whistleblower?
I don't know who the whistleblower was. Oh. But I did see that there was a police officer that said that whoever did this should go to prison.
Whoever
told exposed that him
somebody
should go to prison for libel.
Why?
Because he's quiverful. The sheriff that like arrested him like the second time
Jesus
was like, this is ridiculous. You're okay. Dragging a nice man's name through the mud. Is that fucking bad?
Maybe he shouldn't have molested his fucking sisters.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have been so molestable. Okay.
Jesus.
I mean, that's kind of like what they feel. Like
yeah, I know. It's insane. And I don't know how anybody, I don't understand how anyone could just.
There's no explaining it away. Absolutely no. No way to do it. So the parents gave them locks for the inside of their door that could only be locked and unlocked from the inside to kind of prevent this. Jessa, our girl, she came out and she no longer talks to her family at all. Good.
I wouldn't either.
Mm-mm. She's like, yeah, this happened to me, and you can all fuck off.
Good.
And she's like, I'm wearing short shorts. Fuck you. They're Bermuda shorts, but that's very short for her.
Oh, yeah.
And a tank top. She showed her shoulders in public.
What?
That's right.
I bet you she winks all the time.
That she's probably blinking, honestly. Fucking whore. So, like I said, in 2001, he was arrested for possession of child pornography. He was convicted because, like, it was on his fucking computer. And he was sentenced to 12 years in jail, prison. So June of this year, he finally started his sentence. Because they're like, well, we're going to let you get your affairs in order. Maybe rape a couple more people. Like, maybe, like jack up some child porn a little bit. But in June, when you're ready, you're going to go to prison. For when definitely 12 years.
So June 2022, he's in jail right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And
man, I hope I bet you he's like secluded though, because he's
probably
famous.
Probably like beat him to death or something.
Yeah, but yeah, I bet you he's like in special. What do they call it? Like
solitary?
No, they like separate the famous people.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish they didn't.
Right?
I have a lot of problems with the prison industrial system, so actually, like, abolish, like, prisons as we know it. But, like, also, like, that's ridiculous, like, preferential treatment.
Yeah. He should definitely be in general population, and he should definitely get everything that's coming to him, because in jail, they don't take too kindly to men who touch little kids. So yeah. He should definitely have to go through all of that, like every other fucking man.
Agreed. Surprisingly, several of the Duggars have spoken out against what Josh did. His wife has still not divorced him. Her sister, who is not religious, which is what's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, her sister's like, yeah, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. His wife's name is Anna, I think. Pretty sure it's Anna. Anna's sister was like, divorce him.
Yeah.
Move in with me.
Yeah.
Like, TLC will give us a show. Like, let's do this. I will help you raise your babies. Leave him. And she's like, no. He was framed. He didn't do this. He's a good man. And she's just like sticking it out, dog. So TLC finally canceled the show in 2021. And then they started.
It went on until 2021.
Well, it was a spinoff show. So in 2020, they pulled 19 Kids and Counting. They stopped making new episodes.
Even 2020, though. This came out in 2015 and they let it go on for another 5 years.
Yeah. So, and they also started a show called Counting On. That was about, like, the Duggar children that are having babies.
But not Josh, right?
He was on it.
No, are you kidding?
At the beginning. And then people were like, yeah, we're not going to watch us, and the ratings were super bad. So what then the he hell? Wasn't on the show anymore. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's insane.
As far as I know, the Counting On show, like the one about the Duggar children rapidly filling their quivers.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it's not on TV anymore.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure. I know that, like, the old episodes are. I don't know if they're making new ones.
Oh.
To be completely honest. On January 20th of 2022, Josh Duggar's legal team filed for an acquittal, arguing that the evidence presented at trial did not support the conviction. And there's no updates on that yet.
Okay.
They're like, yeah, he had child porn on his computer. But like,
there's no evidence that he downloaded it.
Who's to say?
Who's
he did
somebody
that?
Could have planted it there.
Who's to say that?
Who knows?
Who would? Come on, right? They are far from the only Quiverful family that is like kind of in like pop culture. There's another TLC show called Bringing Up Bates that follows around a family of also 19 children. And they're called the Bates family. The parents are Gil and Kelly Joe. They did not name their children Kardashian style. So I just don't even give a shit. And I'm not going to name all of them. But I do want to name a couple of like these really like good like Southern names just because they're very fun for
me. Are these their actual names?
These are the names. My favorites are Trace, Jeb, Judson, Chevy 4x4.
That is not one of their names.
Zion and Warden.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chevy 4x4 is a beautiful name for a girl.
Chevy 4x4.
They don't have any scandals that we know of.
That's because they're just not talking yet.
But I think it's very irresponsible to give them a show, to be honest.
TLC does that, though.
Yeah. It's like they want to, like, continue, like, this whole thing. They're like, oh, like, people are going to watch this because people are, like, riled up about what the Duggars are doing, right? So they gave a reality show to these fucking cult members, and they spin it like it's, like, some cute, like, family-oriented, like, wholesome shit when it's actually, like, super abusive and, like, really misogynistic.
Yeah, well, I'm just speaking completely.
You are the resonant, like, reality show expert.
Well, TLC, I was going to say, like, a lot of their shows have religious, like, undertones. Yeah,
they're
like,
problematic.
The roll-offs, like, they're super religious,
Little People, Big World.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like whoever is in charge of that network, definitely raw dogs for Jesus.
Oh, dude, they definitely
like, raw dogs for Jesus. The CEO is a raw dog in every day for Jesus.
Have you seen My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, I think it's called?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a fucked up show, too, dude. There's, like, child brides and shit.
Yeah. They pick, like, the worst people in
shit.
The world, and then they give them reality shows.
What are you doing, TLC?
And it's like the Learning Channel. They marketed it. Yeah, they marketed it as the Learning Channel.
What the fuck? We
profile different people from all backgrounds. But it's like, no, you're just profiling like the worst people in the world and giving them a show. And it's like, yeah, we know that's what reality TV is, but don't try to market it and pretend like these are like good people. Like we. Just like be Bravo and make them fight and like scream and throw wine on each other.
Oh my God, real Mormon housewives?
Real housewives. Of Utah? Have Salt Lake City.
Oh yeah. Are they Mormon?
I don't know. I've never watched it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Possibly. Probably not. It's probably against their religion to go on there.
Isn't there a Mormon show where it's like the wives?
Sister Wives, which was also on fucking TLC.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like their CEO has got... He's whoever that is.
I'm just like realizing things right now.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Something that I find super interesting about the Quiverful movement is how much criticism it does actually receive from other Christian sects.
Mm-hmm.
So as we all know, there's plenty of sects that like don't believe in like birth control and like do believe in like having like as many children as possible. I mean, both of our fathers come from Catholic backgrounds and they each have like 78 siblings.
Yeah. But I think that's mostly because like birth control wasn't a thing.
Yeah. And it's like a Catholic thing too. I don't think it is now, but it was.
I just know my grandparents just didn't use birth control and that's why they weren't like trying to have kids. They just birth control like didn't exist.
It did exist.
It wasn't like popular. It wasn't a popular thing that women were doing.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like if you did, it was like it was frowned upon to use birth control. So it was like, why do you want to use birth control?
Right.
Like, Are you a slut? You just want to fuck everyone?
You know what? It's so crazy because I know a woman who, when she got pregnant, or I'm sorry, when she got married, her mother-in-law was like, you need to go off birth control. And she was like, no, I don't want children. And her mother-in-law was like, so like that like still is a thing that's like very.
Oh, well, obviously. I mean, you and I,
it's
we
so
are
crazy.
Past the age of 30, I'm aging us right now.
What the fuck?
We've aged ourselves before. But look at our parents. Yeah, they want grandchildren. That's true. I mean, I'm sure everyone listening too, if you are around our age and you don't have children or like if you're married.
When
and
you are
you
going to give me grandchildren?
Yeah. When are you going to have grandkids? When are you going to do it?
My mom listens to the show. Mom,
my mom does
to this,
too.
I'm not having children.
My mom's still holding out hope for me too.
Well, Oh boy. But a lot of Christians are very hesitant to support the Quiverful movement because of just like how extreme it actually is. Like you said, like they won't say like, oh yeah, we are Quiverful, mm-hmm. but like they'll do the thing, right? Like the idea that a woman's only purpose is breeding just kind of leaves a bad taste in people's mouths. Like they don't want to say it out loud, even though yeah. they think it.
And not all, yeah, not all Christians are, I'm sure we have listeners are phenomenal, beautiful people that love Jesus and
again, don't believe in us.
Yeah.
It's 100% a spectrum. Mm-hmm. I'm not maligning religion here. I'm maligning specifically Quiverful people. Right. So if you are listening and you are Quiverful, what are you doing actually?
Yeah, fuck you.
Like, what's happening? Like, why are you listening to us?
But like, you can raw dog crazy. For Jesus without being Quiverful too.
Oh, sure. You can just raw dog for Satan if you want, man. Like, no
raw dog for whoever you want to raw dog
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that's right. You raw dog for whoever you want. You want to raw dog for John Cena? We support you.
In his name. 2022. You can do whatever you want.
You do you.
And we support you.
We do. We do. As long as it's consensual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big part.
A quote from pastor and theologian John Piper. I feel like this illustrates what I'm talking about pretty well, so I wanted to read it. He says, "Just because something is a gift from the Lord does not mean that it is wrong to be a steward of when or whether you come into possession of it. It is wrong to reason that since A is good and a gift from the Lord, then we must pursue of as much of A as possible. God has made this world in which trade-offs have to be made, and we cannot do everything to its fullest extent. For kingdom purposes, it may not be wise to get married. And for kingdom purposes, it may be wise to regulate the size of one's family and to regulate when the new additions to a family are likely to arrive."
Yeah.
Woke, dude. I love it.
Very woke.
Yeah. So he's like a staunch, like, look, I love the J-Man.
Yeah.
But maybe you do what makes you feel good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of Jesus's whole bag anyways. Like, yeah. He's love thy neighbor.
Fucking turn on wine every fucking day. Okay.
He turns water into wine. And I don't know about you, but anyone who can do that is okay in my book.
He's a pretty cool guy.
He's a pretty cool cat.
I personally have a lot of issues with like organized religion. So I feel not maybe like the best authority to like look through this whole thing from an objective lens. Mm-hmm. But when other Christian-based religions are giving yours a thumbs down for, like, being too extreme, maybe it's time for you to say, I wonder why.
Maybe stop using religion as a tool to control people.
Oh.
Maybe we can do that.
But then how will they continue the patriarchy?
I don't know.
Like, especially, like, when things like sexual, like, rampant sexual assault, like, come to light with, like, absolutely no repercussions, except in, like, super extreme cases, and the leaders of the church are like, did it happen? And then they just move on. Maybe think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe think about what you're doing.
Right.
Luckily, thanks to a national spotlight on nefarious activities in the church, a lot of women have been casting aside their knee-length denim skirts in favor of, a loose-fitting pant, like a real pant.
Hell yeah, ladies.
That's right. And some of them are even getting as far away from the fucking church as possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like we've said, the church isn't very nice to women, and I think a lot of women are finally realizing that.
Yeah. Good for you, girl. Good for you. Even inside of the movement, it's kind of considered a cult by some of its members. Like in a quote from a former member, Micah Murray.
Oh, so you mean like people who have left and they can see it for what it really is now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So Micah Murray says, "You never think that you're in a cult when you are in a cult."
Yep.
We talked about how it was a cult, kind of joking at first. He worked for Bill Gothard.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mention that.
Okay, so he was like really in it.
He was like in it, yeah. He said, we talked about how it was a cult. We were just joking at first. But as I spiraled closer and closer to the center, the realization began to sink in and the jokes became real.
Yeah.
So like he kind of was like, oh shit. And then he actually left. So good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a cult masquerading as a religious organization, the only hope is that either it gets dismantled, like with government interference, which I won't hold my fucking breath.
No.
Yeah. Or that the followers just wake up and they start leaving. And I know you wanted to talk about some people who left.
Yeah. I have a couple stories of some people
Shameless.
Who have realized they were in a cult.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And GTFO'd right out of there.
Fuck yeah. What does GTFO stand for?
Get the God fuck thought- out.
Oh.
Got the fuck out of there.
Oh.
Got fun.
God, comma.
Titties.
Oh.
Dude. Wait, no. Wait.
GTFO.
GTFO.
God, titties, fucking obviously.
God, titties, fucking obviously. And I know we, in the beginning of this episode, said that this was not going to be a three-parter, but I'm looking at our timestamp now, and we're already over an hour, and we've got so much left for you guys. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to make this a three-parter. So we will get into Quiverfolokio Drift or whatever we called it. And I do actually have a listener mail that we're going to read at the end of, obviously, next episode. But it's from somebody who used to work for somebody who was a part of this cult. So interesting stuff. And if you guys have any listener lores or tales or stories you want to tell us, feel free to shoot that over to us at quiteunusualpod@gmail.com. And you can also use this new feature we're trying. If you go to speakpipe.com/quiteunusualpod, you can even send us a recording of your story and then we could clip it into the show. So it's kind of cool. So hit us up on that as well.
Mm-hmm. If you guys don't follow us on social media already, please hit us up. We're at quiteunusualpod on pretty much everything. And also, if you want to support us with your dollar bills, baby, you can hit us up on Patreon. We do have a Patreon. It's sort of fun. We do like movie clubs. We do bonus episodes. Like a lot of fun stuff happens there. So that's just quiteunusualpod@patreon.com.
And we have a new patron to welcome. And this is actually, we met this person at Michigan Paracon.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, hi.
Hi.
So we would like to welcome Shuggy.
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 Shuggy. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
And remember to celebrate the strange.
And while you're at it, keep it unusual.
Bye. Bye.
And you know what? While you're at it, why don't you just spit in my mouth and call me a dirty slut? Wait, do we have it?
Boom.
Oh, there it is.